Okay, so let's get back to mitzvah. So, remember a few days ago we'd mentioned that possibly the question of to what extent Amir L'Nachri's Mutter Makom Mitzvah might hang on whether you think that the Isser is based on Mimto Chefzech of Adavir Davar, which is limited to non-Shabbistic talk that is not related to mitzvah. If you think it's that, then you're going to be more likely to take any more expansive view of what is mutter. If you think it's the other models, then, you know, it's going to be a carved out heter in the Derabban, and therefore it's going to be more lenient. It's going to be more limited, rather. So, the central Gemara on this topic, which we started yesterday, the Gemara in Gittin. So what does the Gemara in Gittin say? Right? Just to put our evidence here, yeah.
No, the question is selling lands.
No question. What does the Gemara in... No question. No question.
Talking about selling lands in Syria or in Jerusalem.
And what does it say? What is the halacha?
The halacha is... I say, an avodas kochuvim is not allowed to give a document in Syria.
Is allowed. To write a document for you.
Yeah, on Shabbos.
For an issue of your
sake. Correct.
Yeah, for
you
as well, yeah.
Right, that's piece of evidence number one. What's piece of evidence number two? What is the evidence? Not what does it talk about, evidence.
You're allowed to ask.
Hey, look. Let's do this right methodically. Look. Yes. Piece of evidence one.
Yes.
Okay. A guy can write on Shabbos, right, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That piece of evidence number one. What's piece of evidence number two?
Number Tosfos with.
No. Piece of evidence. Tosfos is not evidence.
Tosfos
is not evidence.
Bris Mila, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it on Shabbos.
No.
That's
no.
Two, or that's
no. That's nothing. Evidence. Evidence. Meaning. Gemara, primary text.
Oh,
okay. What does it say? Not what we derive from it. Right? I want to first see what is the evidence we are working with. Try again. We even read this inside yesterday, yes. So there is not any excuse. Yes, piece of evidence number two. What is it?
Oh, that logos were up on the brothers did not.
Yeah.
I'm saying like. I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm trying to.
What is the evidence that we are dealing with? That's all I'm asking you.
Donnie, are you even looking in a packet to find the evidence?
What is it?
The whole thing.
So then you should know the evidence. It's not on Nachum. You're welcome to say. Wait, that's the wrong thing. Right. I can't even hear you.
My piece of evidence number two was that the Gemara had had allowed a guy to ask a guy to bring the water.
A guy can ask.
Correct.
A boy, or we can
you could ask a guy to bring the water, right? And the Gemara had said, "Is that true?" Hazah isn't Doche Shabbos Shvus, and so how can Amir L'Nachri be Doche Shabbos? And the Gemara answered, right, we can tell guy, right, to carry, right, in a place without an Eruv, right, for Bris Mila. Because it is a shvus she'ein bo ma'aseh. Right? That's piece of evidence number two. What's piece of evidence number three?
Oh, there's a third one?
Right. The third part of it was that... Right? That the Gemara allows heating up water, right? Water with a guy only if the mother needs.
Well, that's Sekana Nefashos, that you're allowed to do it for yourself.
Correct, but that implies that if the mother didn't need it, you couldn't just ask the guy to do it, even though it's for a Mila. Right, that's why this is important evidence.
That's what it turns
good. So what conclusions do we reach with these pieces of evidence? And now let's go to it. So This is what Tosfos, right, deals with in Gittin. So Tosfos raises several possibilities. The first one is that, right, that we derive from here
that it's
only
Yishuv
Eretz Yisrael. Only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And then what do you derive from the next cases?
Only
right? What does he derive from here? So here, the Tosro says, De Araisa, only for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
De
Rabbanan,
for
only Mila.
Uh-huh.
Right? Right? And that's why, right, this is only for Pikuach Nefesh, because this is De Araisa. Right? You understand that Tosro reads the three pieces of evidence? Right? His conclusion is that, again, let's look at this method, right, very clearly. Guys, look at me.
Yeah.
Look, okay? This is a D'Araisa, which we don't allow a Goy to do for Mila. Correct? We only allow it if it's Pikuach Nefesh.
Yes.
This is a D'Araisa that we do allow a Goy to do for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and this is a case of a D'Rabbanan,
but only
right?
In that case.
Because it's carrying in a Makom that doesn't have an Eruv, but that's clearly not a Rosh Hasharabim, because you can't put an Eruv, right? A Sheet of Mavos in a place with Rosh Hasharabim D'Araisa, which we allow for Mila. And Tosfos' basic approach to all of this is, in one word, right? Minimalist. Right? Meaning, what does that minimalist mean? He derives the absolute minimum from each piece of evidence. Right? Meaning he reads each source, right?
As exactly what it is.
Correct. Mm-hmm. As limited. Now, by the way, this Tosfos is one of the reasons that I think that the Lumdos that we did a few days ago on Mir Lanachri is not predictive. Because what does Tosfos never do in this entire analysis?
Includes every.
Includes Svara. Right? He never says the nature of Amir Lanachri is blah, 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 blah. What is the assumption of the Tosfos? The tacit assumption of Tosfos
is
that Amir Lanachri is a Dirabbanan, and the only way I can figure out when it's Mutter is
case by case.
Case by case in the Gemara. Meaning there is no predictive principle.
So
right, this is, by the way, remember I said the Rajba said this explicitly. Right? The Rajba says, now, because you could have looked at this and said, look, maybe Yishuv Eretz Yisrael D'Araisa proves that any mitzvah gedola
is
mutter. Right? Amir Lanachri is mutter. The problem is that the Rajba says, no, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kala. Right? It's a mitzvah kala. But, hey, mamru, hey, mamru, they do whatever they want. Chazal, whatever they want. And even Tosfos, right? Tosfos never, in this entire analysis, tries to bring any svara and say, well, the nature of Amir Lanachri is, it's Dabar Dabar, it's Amir, you know, it's Shlichus, and therefore, it's Dabar Dabar, it's mutter for mitzvah, or it's Shlichus, or it's not mutter for mitzvah. Right? There's no lumdus. Right? What does he say? Amir Lanachri is sometimes mutter, sometimes asr. When is it asr, when is it mutter?
By these cases.
The only way to do it is to figure out what are these cases indicative of. But he never tries to derive any principles.
So who learns it out the other way, that these cases...
Wait. This is Tosfos' first attempt, right? This is the most minimalist way of reading it, right? Which is, D'Araisa's only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, D'Rabbanan's only for Mila, which implies, what's the conclusion of this? All other mitzvot...
are not allowed.
All other mitzvot... Amir Lanachri is Asur?
Yes.
Even for Dirabana?
Well, yeah.
Correct? Right, that's the most minimalist read that you could possibly derive from this, right? All other mitzvot, right? Even Amira.
Oh, I thought you, when you said
on Dirabana is Asur. Right? Correct?
Yep.
That's Tosfos' first read. Good. What about the Bahag?
Where is the
Bahag? The Halachat Gedolot in Tosfot. He said, Umiyu Halachat Gedolot Mashma. Right? Now the Bahag makes only one change in this. What is the Bahag's change?
Where does it...
Umiyu Bahalachat Gedolot. It's underlined. The second to last underline in the Tosfos.
Okay.
Umiyu balacha gedola. Mashma.
Mashma da'afilu isura da'araisa shari al yidei oben chavon the sarach mila. That any da'araisa is permitted for mila.
Right. He makes only one small change, which is that he upgrades this to da'araisa.
But any da'araisa. Right.
No, only mila. Right?
Yes.
The every other conclusion he agrees with. This is the only conclusion he disagrees with.
The sumo.
Right? Is that for bris mila, which is already nidcha on Shabbos. Remember, that's why mila is different, because mila is done on Shabbos.
Natural
right?
ones.
What?
Natural.
A bris mila of a child who's born naturally and is having it bismano on the eighth day. Correct.
Right.
Then it is doche Shabbos, and therefore, the Bahag says, therefore, mila nachren d'oraisa. For mila is mutter. That's the only change he makes. Right? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. Right? It's a very, very limited change. And therefore suggests that for other cases it would be usser. Okay? Now, he doesn't explain how he deals with the fact that, you know, the heating up the water is only if the mother needs it. But that's what he derives from here. Okay, this is the most minimalist possible derivation from this sugya. What's a more maximalist one? What?
Who's the person that changed it from
Bahag? Baal Halachot Gedolot. Baal, the author of the Sefer Halachot Gedolot. Okay?
Also known as.
We don't know.
Really?
That's why he's called the Bahag. Because we aren't quite sure who he is. You know, some of the Rishonim thought it was who died Gaon, it's one of the Gaonim. Okay? Fine. So this is the most minimalist read, and then slightly less minimalist, the Bahag.
Yeah.
Right? Slightly. Very, very, very slightly. Now, do you remember we saw this a few days ago? Who takes the radically opposite approach of this whole analysis?
That it's all
right.
More like all different.
That Amir Lenachre Bamako Mitzvah is just mutter. Always. Even on Daraisas. We did see this.
We did, I know. I'm just like now.
Good, so turn to page 4. We saw it in the Ramah quoting the Itter, but now let's look at it in the Beis Yosef quoting it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, fine, so look at the Beis Yosef. Got it?
Yep.
So, he summarizes the discussion of it. He says, okay, the Rambam writes, Davar Shein Malach and Otsar Lasosu B'Shabbos, Ela Mishem Shvus Mutal Yisrael Omer Lagoy Lasosu B'Shabbos, Rishen Miktas Chol, again, let's look at the Rambam inside first, actually. Right? Look at no, whatever. No, you know, we'll just read in the Beis Yosef. It's fine. Read in the Beis Yosef, okay? The Rambam says, Davar Shein Malach Avinu Asur Lasosu B'Shabbos El Mishum Shvus. Right, the Rambam says something which is dirabanan, mutter li yisrael lomer lagoy lasoso b'shabbos. V'hu sheyeh sham miktas choli, o yet sorech l'davar, sorech harbe o mipnei mitzvah. So, what does he do? He takes these cases as controlling, right, and says this is just an example. But,
really anything.
This is only Doraisa, that's only for Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. But, correct. But Dirabanan
is for any.
Is for, he says, what do we derive from this case? Not only Mila, but
anything for Shabbos.
All mitzvah or Litzorech Chole. Right? See how we got that?
Well, that's from that one.
Correct.
That's from
all mitzvot or Chole, all Dirabanans. Right?
So a deraisa for a chola, according to this,
only
is not...
So far, right? No, he said a daraisa for a chola you could do. Correct.
I thought you said darabana for a chola you
could do. Sorry, darabanan for a chola you could do, right? That's what he derives from here, right? Darabanan for mitzvah or for chola.
Right.
Okay?
Daraisa for chola is not...
Unless... So Ketzad, Omer Yisrael Lugoy v'Shabbos, Lalos Lila, Mikadu Rav HaMagid, Zemuska Me'agamonim Jadochen Shvus Tishvus, Legabe Amira Lugoy v'Machshirei Mila. Avo Bishin Dochen Tishabbos, V'lamu Kim Imperik, Hadar, Shemutu Lom Lugoy, Lavi Chamin, Latino, Gerach Mavishin, and Baruch, and Kam Lom Rabbeinu, Kol Mitzvos. Okay. Now he says, "V'yesh cholkem va'omrim demila shiny denitna Shabbos l'dachos esla." Some people said this is not a good derivation that all derabanans are mutter through a mila nachi for a mitzvah. It's only mila. Who's that? Yesh omrim the Bahag, right? The Balach Gedolah. No, not Tosus. Tosus quotes him.
Oh, okay,
he is the yes. Bahag, right? Yes. He is the Bahag. Yes. His name is not Tosus. He lives. He's a gaon.
Yeah.
No, not...
No,
I... Yes, he's quoted in Tosfos. No, he isn't Tosfos. Tosfos is this Shita, that's the Bahag.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Fine. Because of Od Sham B'Shem Rav Yah, Da Amira Legoi B'Da Araisa, Nami Lo Asira El B'Davar She Efshar Lim Tzav Takon Al Yidei Yisrael La'asosa Gon L'Hachem Chamin Avalim Efshar La'asosa K'gon B'Rishus HaRabim To Yochos L'Havi Al Yidei Mechidz B'Nei Adam Shari Amira Legoi. The Rav Yah comes up with a different read, a third read, which is even the araisa is mutter if you could do it beheter.
Interesting.
Right? So he says, let's say you have enough people around that you could carry in Rishus HaRabim by making a wall of people, right? You could have four people, right? You could have four walls of people walking like this so that the person inside is a moving Rishus HaYachid.
That's pretty cool.
Right? So he says, if you could do that, then you could even ask the guy to carry it for you in a Daraisa. Right? So the Rav Yah is a different Shita, which is only things which you're allowed to tell a guy to do a Daraisa for a mitzvah as long as you could have theoretically done it beheter.
In a mitzvah.
Right?
That's interesting.
Right, no. You could have done it beheder. Meaning, that's you could have lot. Created a four. Lot. You could have created a wall of people that's and made carrying on the inside derabanan.
Okay.
Right, and therefore you can ask the guy to carry it for you in Rosh Hashanah for a mitzvah
only
because you
derabanan.
Could have done it. What? No, it is deraisa, but you could have made it. You could have made it mutter.
You did it.
You said made it derabanan.
You could have, and therefore you can ask the guy to do it
right.
As long as you could have theoretically done it beheder.
Okay. Yeah.
I was gonna say it's like.
So how would it work it practically?
That's a halachic area.
Are you listening to me?
Cool. I am listening. I don't.
I said if you could have done it in a way which would be mutter.
Okay.
Right. Then you can ask the guy to do it for a mitzvah, even if it's daraisa, even if he's not doing it in the mutter way.
Where do you draw the line? Like, I could have done it before Shabbos. Like, you know, that's...
No.
It's only
that's not beheter. You could have done it beheter on Shabbos, because now you're asking him on Shabbos. Right? Meaning, you could never cook on Shabbos beheter. There's no such thing.
Right.
Right? Okay. The hecha the ikal meimar dilma asi lachluvish the rabbi masar mir legoi. I feel this is rabbanan. I feel the var mitzvah that min gavinu kadishav chamimai. The problem is, if that's the case, then why in this case did they seem to limit it to a place where it was derabanan? Right. This is the question of the Rav Yah. Right, because remember in this gemara it seems to only be mutter because it's a makom which is carrying is only derabanan. So what does he do? He methodologically says this. He comes up with a new kimpta, and he says, unless it's a case where the Jew might get confused and might end up violating malacha, and if that's the case, then we don't allow you to do it. Right? Then we do not allow you to do it. Even a dirabanan. Right? Even a derabanan. Right? So he says, this is only true if it's not going to confuse a Jew. But if it might confuse a Jew, then you can't even tell a guy to do a derabanan even for a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then he continues, "V'had hit der b'davash asher l'mitzvo takon al yidei Yisrael asos asher lo hit der l'dvar mitzvah dafka aval shelo dvar mitzvah lo." Beis Yosef assumes that this svara of it's mutter as long as I could have theoretically done a beheter is only for a mitzvah. Right, it's not a generic heter, right? I can't say, you know, carry my books for me because I could have made a wall of people. You can only do that, right, for a mitzvah. Okay? Mikomakom ein dvarav muvanim. But the Beis Yosef himself says this is totally impenetrable, right? I do not know what he is talking about, right? Said, I don't understand what he's talking about. Because how you say in the same sentence that I am allowed to ask the guy to carry, even under Oraisa, as long as I could do it right in a way that's mutter, but I can't ask him to carry even a place without an Eruv if I'm going to be confused. Right? What exactly is this case? Those are identical cases. Right? I literally don't know what he's saying. Right? He's saying two things that theoretically make sense, but don't actually work together practically. Right? Because if you say whenever you might get confused, you can't do it, even on Derabanan, then how can you say in an almost identical case you could even violate a Doraisa? Right? Ask the guy to do a Doraisa. So the Beis Yosef just says, I don't know what the Ravya wants for my life. Fine? Cause of Aran, Bisov Paragelazar Demila, Bishem Bala Itter, Bishemutter, Lomar, Ligoy, Lahadla, Glonel, Suda Shabbos. The Itter, with the Ramah quote, takes all of this and says, nah. What do we derive from this case? Always Daraisa Mutter for all mitzvot. That's it, right? Forget all this analysis. This Gemara is controlling, and it's not only about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's about everything. So the Itter says...
What does he imply by how?
I can ask a guy to light my candles on Shabbos for my Suda. Period. That's okay. His example. Right? That's it. Okay? K'divrei Bahag, v'hu ma'ashe shar mitzvah l'chshir mila k'der she'hishvo sama Rambam l'fi shitaso. However, he notes that this is not accepted by most people. Harambam Arif Harambam Cholkim the Filo Tzarach Mila Lo Etir Lamir Lagoy B'Dor Tzarach Min Atara the Kolsh Again Shemim Gidas Atosh Gazer Rabbeinu B'Samoch the Asri Baha the Bal Etir Hu the Filo B'Shus Teshus Asri. Right, and he says obviously Tosos is against this because Shus Teshus he doesn't even allow. Okay, the Rama. I'm sorry, then continuing the Beis Yosef, he says, Tosfos, however, quotes the Ri, who says only for Mila, or only for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but not for other mitzvos, right? And as I said, in the Rajba, right, the Rajba says these are totally not predictive, right? If you want to see the key line, just look at the bottom of the page on page 4. The Rajba writes, She'ein omrim mishvusen zudum lezu, ve'ein lehem elamasha tir beferish, etc. Right, you can never compare derabanans. Whatever is mutter, whatever is not mutter is not mutter. Right, so what I keep saying, which is that all the lumdus is very nice, but the majority position Rishonim seems to me that Amir Lanachri is just a takana derabanan, which whatever motivated it, lemaisa, it's totally not predictive. Mm-hmm. That's the Rajba. Right, the Rajba says, I know this is anti lumdish, but I think it's also true. Chatasi. Okay, fine. So, now there is one more thing that appears every so often in halacha, which is that things that we aren't sure are really usher, the poskim will sometimes say, it's mutar yidei goy.
For example...
So if you look at the bottom of the page here, the Beis Yosef quotes it, right, that in the breaking certain types of boxes, which is totally in many different sugyot, he just says, Shenagul lahakal yidei goy, right? And the Agur says, why? The ilu al yidei goy ein lahachmer kolkach, kevin the ikaman de sharia fil yidei Yisrael. Right, meaning when things might be mutter anyways, so like, we add a mirel nachar in the mix, and like, okay, right?
And make it fully
mutter. What is he playing by putting in the mix? What is
it? Like, well, you know, it just lowers it down a level.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a small flash that it might be us or but
okay. So now,
Lockery, okay.
So now let's just summarize this.
It's okay.
Okay.
So now, what I don't want to get into is that it's possible there is yet the Or Zeruah has an even more striking read of this, and the Or Zeruah said no, violating Isra Malacha de Araisa al Yudei Amir Lanachri is never mutter, even Bishav Eretz Yisrael. How do you read the Gemara in Gittin?
Well, he obviously read it differently.
So
you were allowed to read.
So the Or Zeruah has a very surprising shita, which is that writing on Shabbos in a language which is in Hebrew is only Asur Midrabanan.
That,
That writing on Shabbos in a language which is not Hebrew is only Asur Midrabanan.
So also writing in English would only be Midrabanan.
Correct. And the Rama quotes it lahalacha.
But still, it isn't Rabbanan.
Okay. But the Ramah writes go to Halacha, and all the Nosekelim say you're out of your mind. That's right? It, that is obviously incorrect. Yes. But let's just list the Shittot, okay? So, from, let's go, for, most Machmir is the Or Zeruah, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is that only Dirabanan,
it's
pretty
sure.
Right? Only Dirabanan, only Dirabanan, even for Yishuv Eretz Israel, and in order to justify this, he has to say that writing in a foreign language is only the Rabbanan. Okay, that's basically. Let's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Then what's one step up? One step up is De Araisa
for
Yishuv Eretz Israel.
De Rabbanan for Mila.
Second Yishuv Eretz Israel. De Rabbanan for Mila. And otherwise, usher for mitzvot in general.
And that's the Bahak.
And this is Tosfos. This is Tosfos.
Not the
right? Bahag. The Bahak.
The Bahak says.
Bahak says. Deraisa Israel.
Deraisa
for Mila. All right. Right? Otherwise identical. Right? Otherwise identical. Yes? Okay. One step up, right now. Okay, all the way the most mekil is the iter, which is
all deraisa.
Deraisa,
mm-hmm. Anything.
All mitzvot, right?
Seriously.
Quite
right. Iter rama, right? And then you have the Rambam, which is right. The Rambam is
derabanan for everything.
Is derabanan. Sorry, is. Sorry. De Araisa for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. De Rabbanan for Mitzvah or Chole. Mm-hmm. Right?
How's that different than Tos?
All Mitzvot. Tos is only Mila. Right?
Well, he's doing all Mitzvot.
All Mitzvot. All mitzvot
or
a chola,
well,
right?
Well, and then all mitzvot kind of includes.
And then the ravya.
What's the difference?
Right, and the ravya is right. Araisa, as understood for the Beis Yosef, araisa for mitzvah, if possible, beheter. Right.
What does it mean for all mitzvot and then for chola? Like what's
or chola.
But I don't understand. Like, if it's for a chola, mitzvah, then
mitzvah. Chola. For mitzvot or for chola. Those are two different things. Right, chola is different.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought you were saying all mitzvot are...
Right, and the ravya, this is the Rambam, and the ravya is the very bizarre position, to araisa for mitzvot, if possible, beheter, right, at least as understood by Beis Yosef, mm-hmm. Right, unless it will confuse Jews, then even Dirabanan is usher.
Oh, so he's taken...
Right, which is a very strange position, okay?
He's taken my Arsai into...
And again, as I said, you could have said, and maybe the Bala Itcher thinks this, right? Maybe the Bala Itcher thinks this, which is that Amir al-Nachri is completely because of Mimtso Chevzecha V'Daber Davar, meaning that the Isser is only because you aren't allowed to talk about not Shavistic things... And therefore, if it's a mitzvah, it's always mutter, right? But basically everyone else, right, I think that whatever they think the theoretical lumdus is, they really understand like the Rashba, which is what did the Rashba say explicitly?
right? That's... You can't predict it. Chazal said what they said whenever they said it, and that's it. Right? And Tosfos, I argued this to Rosenzweig years ago, Tosfos clearly agrees with the Rashba on that point. Right? Tosfos, the Bahag, right? They all clearly agree with the Rashba on that point. Right? Because all of their, what's their methodology in the sugya? How do they figure out what's mutter?
By case.
Just by case by case. There is no conceptual analysis, right? It's what can I derive from each case with no broader perspective, right? And again, I hate saying it because it's like anti-lumjus, but I also think it's right what the Rashba says explicitly and what I think is true. Okay? That is the basic schematic of the halacha. Okay? So how do we paskin? So the Rama quotes the Itur, right? Right, as a Yesh Omrim. Right, now let's move to Halacha for a moment. So if you remember, right, the Rama says, right, Yesh Omrim, that you can paskin like the Itur. That Amir al-Nachre is mutter for mitzvah, always. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes? You remember this? Page 9. Come on. Yesh omer demutter lomer leinihud lad leganer lusuzer Shabbos. Mishum desfiru lo demutter amir leinihud yapil halacha gimura b'makom mitzvah. Shal pizeh no gurab mahaka b'davar l'tzavas inihud lad leganer l'tzorach se'uda. Right? Befrad b'suzer chasana omila v'en mocha b'yadam. V'yesh lahach mir b'makom she'en tzorach gadol. So the Rama says that, right? L'halacha, the Rama says, you can rely on the itur. If it's a tzorech gadol, meaning in our back pocket, if we really need this etter, once in a while we could pull it out, right? But in general...
Pull the tzorech gadol card.
Right? Correct. But you should not, because rov poskim are choli. Okay? Right, so this, according to the Rama, is only tzorech gadol. Right? D'oraisa for regular mitzvahs.
So like once in a while.
I don't understand.
Right, the Rama says, the etter does say, you can say, tell a goy to do... A malacha, d'oraisa for any mitzvah.
Okay.
The Rama says only use it b'makom tzorech gadol.
If it's great.
Right. If it's really, really necessary, yeah. Because most poskim disagree, as you see.
Yeah.
Right. And therefore, the Rama says you can in your back pocket, you know that the shita exists. Right.
But he does agree that you
and
should
play the card.
So, but he says try to avoid it if possible. Right. Because it's against everybody else. He's saying you. It's there. It's a shita. Right, that's the Rama.
He agrees also. I say he says all mitzvahs on the choyla.
No. This is all mitzvahs, always, even d'oraisa. Yeah,
so what?
Nobody agrees with that except for the Itur.
The Rambanan, he says
this is d'oraisa.
Oh.
That's why he says for d'oraisa.
Okay.
The Rama says use this sparingly. Right. Okay. Right, but he says that b'makom. Right, Tzorech Gadol, he says you could do it. However, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says no, this is such a shita that's never quoted, right, except for the Itur, that the Shalah says never. Never. Right? Never. No matter how big the Tzorech,
don't use it.
The Itur is out. The Itur is not a shita.
Minah.
Right, the Rama says yes. Malcolm Zer Gadol. Mr. Brewer quotes the Shalah as saying, "Never, never, 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 never."
Talking about January mitzvahs in the rice, or he's talking about the Gadol again.
No. Meaning, assuming the only het there is, it's a mitzvah.
Okay.
To ask a guy to do it, okay. He says that's not mutter because nobody else agrees with it.
Okay.
Right. If it's Mila, if it's Yisro, it's Yisrael, then other posts can agree.
Yeah.
But to have him light your Shabbos candles. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what the Itur says. Have him light your Shabbos candles.
He says, right? No, you shouldn't.
The Shalah says, I don't care what is going on in your life. Mm-hmm. Right? You are not. I don't care if it's your bar mitzvah. I don't care if it's your wedding, Shever Brachos. I don't care if it's Shever Brachos and you're hosting the Gadol Hador and the president and the prime minister and, you know, your life, you know, and you will get $1 million. I don't care. Right? Shura Pikach Nevesh? No. Right?
Okay.
Absolutely not. Okay? Right? And what's his proof? He said, because you know him, it's a funny proof, right? It's like not like a bad proof, like it's funny. He says, how do I know? Because it said, I've been to many weddings where they were making Shevet Brachos or whatever, and We sat in the dark. Right? The lights went out and just everybody sat in the dark. And nobody said, oh, it's a Tzedek Gadol, it's a Sheva Brachos, there's 100 people here. Nobody say came up with this heter. Which means... we don't paskin like it. Because they saw, if we suffered through the dark,
maybe they didn't know the heter.
He said, I saw rabbis. He said, I saw Rabbanim who knew the halacha and weren't willing to be mekel, which tells you, the Shalah says that the minog is
pretty funny.
Right? To be machmir. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Prima Gadim puts a slight qualification on this, which is, this is only when it's Shabbos, Vadai. But if it's Motzei Shabbos, and now it's Ben Ashmasho, meaning it's after Shkia, but before Tzeis, right? So then the Prima Gadim, right, says, but Ben Ashmasho, Litzarech Gadol, you can rely on the Itters. Yes, this is like classic halacha, like, right? See, this is where Lamdanim go crazy in halacha, because Lamdanim hate this. Like, what are you kvetching, right? Yeah. But this is how post-game act all the time, right? Which is, look, there's a shita, I don't like it, be mitzari for a bunch of other factors, there's enough to rely on, you know? So that's the Prima Gadim says, right? If it's been a shmashot, add it to Tzarech Gadol, so I combine the Ramah with the Yitter with another suffix. And it's mutter. Right?
What?
Is there? What?
Someone bringing beers in.
No, okay. Heineken is stush, by the
way. Fine.
I don't drink Heineken.
Right? And he says, this is true, Ben Ashmashot, whether it's Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos going out of Shabbos. Either way, he thinks. Then, Tzarech Gadol, Ben Ashmashot. Okay. Fine. Okay. I take it back. Not with Tzarech Gadol. He says, even without Tzarech Gadol, mitzvah ben Ashmashot, he'll be making.
That's halacha. That's not halacha, my eyes.
What?
This isn't halacha.
It's Mishmur says halacha. The Prima Gadim says if it's for a mitzvah.
His kvetching, yes.
I didn't say this wasn't a kvetch, this is a kvetch. It's if it's ben Ashmashot, so it's a suffix, and you have the itter, so then it's mutter. Okay.
What do you say again? What kind of itzer?
The Itur, the Baal Itur, it's a Rishon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he's a Rishon. He says that it's always mutter for a mitzvah.
Okay.
So the Prima Gadim says you can rely on him, Ben Ashmashot, because then there's another suffix. You did. In Yiddish, we call it draying around. Is this it now? What?
Jure Ravik. Nich the Drake.
Vos?
Ravik for number 5.
My dad always says Nich the Drake.
Oh, it's a hey.
Cut off. Okay?
Stop.
Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah though says, what is the only place he's willing to rely straight on the Itter? So see, the Mishnah Berurah says, I have a Tzarech Gadol that I will rely him on, which is if the Eruv breaks. Because,
it's
why?
Robin.
It's not just Robin. It's no longer just a need. It's not like a wedding. It's Isser versus Isser.
Right, because people...
Right? It's, if I don't tell the guy to fix the Eruv...
Then people might be...
Then people will, who won't realize, or they will realize, well, and then I'm carrying on Shabbos.
Right, but that's onus, if they don't realize.
Well, it might not be onus, it might be shogeg.
If they don't...
That's shogeg, it's an accident.
It's unavoidable. They didn't know.
It's called an accident. Why is that? Oh no! Why is that? Oh, it's not onus. It's not unavoidable.
Because how is it?
Accident implies that you still did something, but onus is that it was completely out of control.
Maybe it's mizazik. It's not onus. Chol not onus. You couldn't have gone to shul. You couldn't have checked the eruv, right?
I mean, they didn't. No,
it's not onus.
Yeah.
And maybe mizazik. Maybe. So he says. Right? And this is from the Chayyadam, right? And the Prima Gadim, right? That is the one time, so when we will rely on the... So the Mishnah Berurah says, when we will rely on the Itter, the Ramah says Tzarech Gadol, the Shalah says not even Tzarech Gadol, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're passing the Shalah, we will rely on him if the Tzarech Gadol is specifically mitzvah-oriented, right. And the Prima Gadim says, if it's Ben Ashmashot, we'll also rely on the Itter. Even Shalom B'Tzarech Gadol.
Wait, so when he says Deraisa versus Deraisa, does that include any
Deraisa? This is all Deraisas. This is all
Deraisas. When he says Erev, does that include anything in that category? Like, if it's another...
Probably. Any Probably, right? Meaning, where if I don't tell the guy to do it, people will violate Yisurim.
Right.
Right, that seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah...
Why would he violate then Yisurim?
Because the Erev is down, people don't know.
Okay, ah.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, that Tzorah Gadol, I'll tell the guy to put the Erev back up.
Okay.
Right? Because that type of Tzorah Gadol, where the alternative is that people will violate Halacha, he's willing to accept.
What
right?
What would be another case like Erev, for example?
I don't know. You have to think of one. I don't know what you can think of. Right? Erev is the classic one.
Yeah.
Right? You could probably come up with something. I don't know. What? Whatever, you know, it turns out that the meat that the local butcher had was not kosher, right? It was treif, right? Right? And so you ask a guy to, I don't know, drive around.
I'm telling people.
Right? Drive a plant around to, I guess, a place you theoretically couldn't walk to, because then that you would have the Rav Yehuda to rely on, right? Whatever, I don't know, right? That
it's very something,
whatever. That yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't,
right?
Had one time
come up with a case. I don't know. Okay?
I had one time a story. I went to Venice and there was like this store that they said it was a bakery and it was kosher, but finally it wasn't even kosher.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So that's for the iter. So again, the iter, the Ramah says you can pass on Tzorah Gadol. Mishnah Berurah says Shalah said not, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayadim from Megadim that if it's the Erev breaking, he will allow you to rely on the iter, and the Prima Gadim says you can rely on the iter if it's Ben Hashmasha. Right? That's okay?
Jeez.
Again, you can come up with, if you want to justify all this conceptually, you can, but this is, let's just try to get a picture of basically what goes on Lehalacha. Okay? Fine. The Shulchan Aruch as well, paskins, right? Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, right? Davar sheinu malach avin asur l'zev shavzel mishum shvus mutl yisrael lomar le'eino yehudi. Right, so Shulchan Aruch paskins
like
this. All dirabanans for mitzvah, shvus bako mitzvah. Okay? Meaning you can tell a guy to do a dirabanan. Good? Right? This is.
Who says that?
Shulchan Aruch. Right? Shulchan Aruch passings like the Rambam. Right? Dirabanans for all mitzvah. Not daraisas, dirabanans. I can tell a guy to do a dirabanan for a mitzvah. Right? This is, look at page 6, Shulchan Aruch. Dover shina malachim in asal asal shavasal mishum shvus. Mutter Yisrael Lomar Leini Yehudi Lassos V'Shabbos Hushia Miktas Choli O Yitzorach L'Davar Tzorech Harbei O Mipnei Mitzvah. Right? Either for Mitzvah, Choli, or some other Tzorech Gadol. Okay? Right? So, a Goy Dirabanan is Mutter for any Mitzvah, Miktas Choli. Right? Now, this comes back to Nachum's point. Right? Meaning it's not something which is Pikuach Nefesh. Right? It's even something which is only a little bit sick. Right? So it's not enough to violate the Torah, right? But it's mitzvah holy, so then we let you do it, or tzorach gadol, okay?
What's mitzvahs?
A little bit. A shtickle. Right? A shtickle sick. Right? Shtickle, so for dirabanan...
You have a cold.
Dirabanan with a guy will allow you to do it. So, for example, he says, what's the example? Of course, you've got to love the examples they come up with, right? A shofar is stuck in a tree on Rosh Hashanah, and you ask the guy to climb the tree and get it. That's Shulchan Aruch's example, right?
No, so that is a shticker, Rabbi.
What?
So that's the shikul.
What?
Why didn't you say you left the shofar? Why didn't you say you left the shofar at home or something like that? No, the shofar.
Now he knows.
Oh my God.
Good, and he writes now, but then he says v'yesh osrim. But he says some people say it's osir. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two positions: the Rambam and Tosfos, which is that no, even derabbanan is only mutter for mila. The Mishnah Berurah says that the rov achronim. Paskin,
like
Shulchan Aruch, right? That in general, this is the halacha we paskin. Like, this is all, right? The iter is all very nice, Malcolm Tzarech. Under more normal circumstances, we paskin like the Rambam. Okay. The Dirabanans are mutter for all mitzvahs, mixes choli or tzarech, right? So and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you look in number, second, look in Sif Chaf Gimel, V'ayin b'levush b'Elia Rabba d'alocha k'dei rishona. Right, the levush and the Elia Rabba, right, say that we paskin like the Rambam.
Okay.
Okay? Meaning that in normal circumstances we allow a goy to do rabbanan for mitzvos, for mitzvos, holy or tzarech.
Okay.
Okay?
No.
Yeah. Now, if you just look at the Mishnah Berurah, right? Just to summarize the halachos, he says in Hey Yotess, he says in Mishnah Shavuos, Avol Dar Shisur Min HaTorah Asur Al Pi En Yehuda Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. Right? He says, right? Clearly, the Rambam is posking not like the Iter. That's point one, right? And therefore, you can't say, tell a goy to light your candle so that you can learn or daven, right? That's Asur. He says, what's the svara for the Rambam? He says, it's very simple. It is, right, it's what we call shvus to shvus. Right? Because it's a derabanan on top of a derabanan. That's why we allow it. Right? Now, there is a machlokas amongst the poskim whether this is true only for Amir al-Nachri or even a double derabanan, which is not Amir al-Nachri. Right? Meaning, is it unique to Amir al-Nachri, but since that word's provoked, is not, that's what we'll do for now. Right?
What do you mean?
Meaning, can I, for a mitzvah, can I do a double derabanan? Right? Something which is two steps removed from Daraisa? Or is it only Amir al-Nachri specifically doing a derabanan? Right? Meaning, is there something unique about Amir al-Nachri, or is it the fact that it's a double derabanan?
Oh,
right?
I see.
Okay. Now, Mixas Choli, he says, obviously, why does he say Mixas Choli? Again? Nachum, why Mixas Choli?
Why
is it important to mention Mixas Choli? Because obviously if he was actually sick, then there are other Heterin, there are Pikuach Nevesh ones. Okay? Okay. Tzorech Harbe. What is Tzorech Harbe? So this thing over here, Tzorech Harbe... Right? Can you ask a guy to do the Rabbana not for sick or for mitzvah? So, the Mogen Avraham says only a monetary loss, right? A hefsed gadol. That's what it means. Yes? This third thing, Sarah gadol. But the Eliyahu Rabbah is mesupak whether this is true. Whether for a monetary loss, the Rambam would agree that something which is Darabanan you could do. Okay?
So yes, allowed to.
No, he's not sure. The Magen Avraham says yes. Right? The Eliyahu Rabbah says, I'm not sure. Okay? Fine. Okay, we did this. Da-da-da. And then he notes that this is even, right? Be'amir da'amira. The Chavos Yairs may kill be Amir da Amira. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, he adds that Tzorech Gadol doesn't need to be a monetary loss. It could also be Tsar, right? Extreme physical pain that isn't actually illness, he would include as well as Mutter. Okay? That's what the Shaar HaTzion includes there.
What does it
there.
Mean in physical pain? Pain.
I don't know, come up with physical pain. I don't know. Come up with something.
Break your arm.
Yeah, you break your arm. Right, you break your arm and you know you're not in danger and you ask the guy to come up with a derabanan that will help you for your arm. I don't know. Right?
Carry your
right to tie a derabanan a knot which is asur mi derabanan for your sling. Okay?
Okay, so...
So that would be mutter. Okay. Assuming you didn't count that as chola. Whatever, I don't know. Fine, I don't know. Come up with something. Fine. Okay, that... Does that look confusing enough to you yet?
Yes.
Good, fine. Okay. We've already mentioned the fact that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that there's an exceptional thing for, right, Sorech of Eruv breaking, right, of Michshol the Rabim. Yes? Okay. Okay, so one more thing on mitzvah. Okay, one more thing on mitzvah is right, the Mishnah Berurah says based on the fact that we don't usually pass them like the Ramah, so what are we not allowed to do? We can't just tell a guy to light your to light a candle for you to learn or daven, right? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, the Nod Yehuda, however... the Nod Yehuda...
Why do we go by that?
What?
Why do you go by that? By turning up the light?
You can't. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says you can't. Right? And then the Nod Yehuda, based on this, said, right, that it's wrong. There was apparently a lot of shuls in Europe that they would tell the guy, right, as Yom Kippur was coming to a close, to turn on the, to light the candles for Ni'ilah.
Technically, you're not allowed to do it.
Right? So he didn't like it. That was the point. Right? However, right, and this is where things get a little bit complicated, right, is that certain poskim say, right, Ramosha Feinstein says this, for example, that he's willing to be makil if you combine factors. I know this is confusing. And he says, he expands this, and he says, De'oraisa, mitzvos of Rabim is like this case, and he'll be makil. Right? Yeah. And therefore, right, therefore, Moshe Feinstein paskins that you can, the question was, can you ask the guy to turn off the air conditioner when the shul becomes too cold, and the people can't handle the cold anymore? So he says, even if there's no choli, right, it is mutter. He compares this, the Eruv case, to turning off the air conditioning in shul. So therefore, sometimes you'll find this. By the way, remember, Nahum, sit. I know you're not going to get tea, so sit down, right? He says what? Right, so Moshe Feinstein says he is willing to expand this principle. Namely, that you can rely on the itter for mitzvah, for rabim, beyond where there's a suffix isser, right, like the Erev.
Okay.
To any case where it's a mitzvah to rabim, so if it makes it hard for people to daven in shul,
yeah, it's okay.
So then he lets you rely on the Erev, on the itter, right?
What on the what's the itter again?
The itter who said that you could always ask a guy to do derais for mitzvahs. Your Rama says only rely on that for tzorah gadol. Ramosha says I'll count tzorah gadol if it's not a mitzvah of an individual, but it's a mitzvah of the rabim.
Okay.
Right? Now, he notes that this is not lechatchila. Meaning, he says, don't set the air conditioning so cold that you know this will happen. Right? He's saying this is only bidiavad. Mm-hmm. Right? If it happens, he'll let you do it. Okay? Okay. Fine. Whew. Good. I these things get very confusing. That's why, you know, you always make a mistake when you said, let's do some halach lamaisa. Right? Rav Yitzchak Yosef says this as well. And says that you can do it b'makom rabim. And he says it's better to tell a guy to do a mitzvah to rabim, because then you throw in the chavos yair. Again, this is how poskim work, right? It's let's throw in as many kulos as you can. And therefore he says, the chavos yair plus the iter plus Moshe. So, tell a guy to turn off the air conditioning for the shul. Right? Fine. He says, practical cases. What happens if the Aron lock is stuck and you need someone to break the door to get them the Sefer Torah? He allows it.
But by doing right? asking a guy?
Yeah, ask a guy to break it down because it's Makom Mitzvah to rob him.
Just ask a guy, that's it.
Correct, but it's best to ask a guy
But it might be.
Because then you have the Chavos Yair.
It might be a Deraisa
though. Correct. That's the iter. You can do Deraisa. That's what he's saying. He's willing to rely on the iter.
Okay, fine.
Correct?
I thought the iter said Deraisa.
Okay, and again, he says, therefore, in really hot days, where right, it's exceptionally hot, he allows you to ask a guy to turn on the heat, turn on the air conditioner.
Yeah,
but, by the way, now I hope you understand why in shuls this gets controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some shuls, they basically rely on this Ramosha all the time, even lechatchila. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a rabim, right? And it's cold. Right, and the light's not bright enough.
An
go,
and woman.
Right, no, correct. No. And other shuls, right, will say, "This is only b'diavad b'diavad." Right, but lechatchila we paskel like the Rambam.
Yes.
Right, but you understand why there are machlokot about this, okay? Hi. I hope you're confused by this,
yes.
Right? Fine. So the let's see. They put a lot of nice psakim here. So he says, So the Rebbe Yashiv doesn't like this because he says most people, guys, we've been doing this for 4 days, right? And you're all confused by this infinitely. So Rebbe Yashiv says very reasonably, the average person doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos very well, and if he sees you asking a guy to turn off the air conditioning or turn on the air conditioning in shul, what's he going to think? What's he going to think? It's mutter to ask goy in his own house, mm-hmm. right? Meaning he's not going to realize that this is a combination of Rav Moshe Feinstein's interpretation of the inter within the Rama, or maybe the Yaakov Yosef's, I asked a goy to ask a goy to do, right? He's not going to get it, and therefore he says he's only willing to be mekil
if what?
If the alternative is that they mamish won't be able to stay in the room, like they won't learn at all. Mm-hmm. He said, look, if the alternative is, it would base medrash, the air conditioning goes off, and they'll learn, but they'll schwitz, or they'll learn and they won't schwitz. So then, Rabbi Yashiv says, be machmir. Right? Right? Meaning, don't rely on this unless the alternative is, you won't learn at all. Like, you know, mamish b'mavata. But if it's just going to make things uncomfortable, people will still daven, but they'll schwitz. People will still daven, but they'll be too cold, and they'll put on their coats, or they'll wrap themselves in their talis. So nishkevelech. Right? Big deal. It's not worth it. Right? It's just not worth it. However, Rav Aaron Kotler was more mekel on this. Okay?
More mekel?
Was more mekel. He, like Rav Moshe, right? Then he was willing to be mekel. Okay? Fine. That is a summary of the million shitot. And again, I know this is confusing, specifically because this is how Lachal Maisa works, right? These are the principles. The question is, right? This is what, you know, a methodological point. What you need to understand with the difference often between Halachal Maisa and Lamdos is in Lamdos it's very neat, right? Mm-hmm. But Halachal Maisa, it's a bit of a game, right? It's, look, I know what possibilities exist. I'm not 100% convinced this is right. I'm not 100% convinced this is right. So, I'll normally do this, but if I need to, so then it's Sorech. So then I pull 7 heters out of my back pocket, and I'm at Starif them. I mix it all up and make a chulent of heter. And you know, on balance, I probably didn't do anything wrong.
And this is why nobody's chayev skila and shabbos.
This is all the Rabbanans, remember? So no, this is all the Rabbanan. Iter is telling a goy. No, it's telling a goy to do it. Remember, the whole thing is daraisa to begin with.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is not, nothing here is daraisa.
I know.
Nothing.
I'm just saying, like, on Shabbat, like,
in no, Shabbat, but this is all within daraisa.
I'm saying with halacha in general. In general, this is how halacha is. That's why if somebody violates Shabbos, there's so many different shitas on what the person is doing, and so many different.
Okay.
That's why.
I do want to make. Okay. I do want to make one last point that's relevant just for the air conditioning thing. Right? But I don't want to get bogged down in it, okay? There was a halacha, Nifsag and Shulchan Aruch, which is that you are allowed to ask a guy to turn on the heat in, you know, Siberia in the middle of the winter.
That might be
because what we call, correct, hakol cholim etzel tzina, right? That everybody is just presumed to be sick when it comes to extreme cold. Mm-hmm. Right? And therefore,
Florida in the summer.
Good. So Rav Yitzchak Weiss, right? Rav Yitzchak Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, said what, and this is relevant for you, said another heter that's relevant here is that he creates a principle, as the Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasa, as the Shmuel Zalman Orbach, that what we said about heat is true of? Of air conditioning when it's extremely hot.
Okay.
Right? And therefore, another possible heter for asking the guy to turn on the air conditioning in the shul is Hakol Cholim Eitzel Hachom. That just like Shulchan Aruch said, that in Siberia in the winter you can ask a guy to turn on the heat, mm-hmm. because everyone's presumed to have a sensitivity to cold, extreme cold, right? In Florida in the summer, you have 250 people packed into a shul that should fit 50, and it's 117 degrees, right?
There were days that the air conditioning was like That's a fun domino.
Messed itself up, then you had to put it on a much colder setting.
Great. So if you look, so that for that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, right, Rav Neuwirth, is willing to be make it. He says, Mutter Lomer B'Shabbos L'Nachri, Dover Jezu Yesh Mishu Mishu Torim, Adover Hur Tzorcher Rezozo U'Choleh. Right, you're allowed to tell the guy to violate even a deraisa if there's a sakana. Right, sorry, if there's a choleh. And therefore, he says, if it's very, very cold, you can tell him to turn on the heat.
What do you mean by a choleh?
A choleh, a sick person.
Ah.
Right? And he says, this is the basis for Shulchan Aruch's position that if it's really, really cold, you can ask the guy to turn on the heat. And he says, therefore, by the same thing, bimocha rav kaved, shrav kaved, when it's a shrav. You know what shrav is in Israel? Like the heat wave, right? A real heat wave, right? A real Middle Eastern heat wave, right? A shrav. Mutar lo mar l'nachri la'afil et ha'mav rare o et ha'mizik mizug avir. So based on this, right, he flips it the way Yosef wanted to, and he says, you can turn on the AC. Kedilagal adam la'sovel mitanai mezik avir ha'kashim. Now that would mean even your house, by the way, right?
Really?
Correct. Because, the halachon Shulchan Aruch was even in your house, right? Siberia, you need the heater on. So by this logic, if you paskin hakol, right, hakol cholim etel hachom, then you could ask the guy to turn on your air conditioning if it's really hot, right? So kal vachomer if it's in shul, so now you have a
bigger need,
another svara, because then you get rabim, right? And it's shul, so it's mitzvah. So you get mitzvah, and it's rabim, and it's a kol chol mitzvah l'chom. Correct, and that's why some people will say, fine.
How do you ask?
Who doesn't like this, by the way?
Me.
No, we already saw it. Ramosha Feinstein.
No, I mean, I'm saying.
Whoa. One second. Ramosha, because Ramosha says, why was he willing to be make on the air conditioner only if it's for rabim? Because he's not willing to rely on it of saying that air conditioning, right, he thinks it's not true, that what's true of heat is true of cold. He said that's not true. But the Rav Yitzchak Weiss, right, the Rav Minchas Yitzchak, and Rav Zalman Auerbach, and Shmir Shas Gelchazah, Rav Neuwirth, and Shmir Shas Gelchazah, and the Yalkut Yosef, right, for Sfardim, right, so you get a name on all sides, except this Svara, right? So, if someone asks you, are you allowed to ask the guy to turn on the air conditioning in shul on Shabbos, right?
Like stam or through a hint, or
it depends.
To ask the guy, you know, straight.
Yes, if it's
right?
Robin,
so now, sorry, right, you understand how complicated it is. According to Rav Yitzchak Weiss and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Yaakov Yosef, it could be mutter because it's hakol cholim etzel hachom. So therefore, turning on the air conditioning might be much even in your own house. Rav Moshe said that's not true, but he thinks that davening for the rabbim is mutter, right? So therefore, if it's in shul, and it was an unexpected heat wave, so Moshe says it's mutter because of the Ramah, says you can rely on the Eter Mavachim Tzarech Gadol for a mitzvah, which he interprets, right, based on the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Prima Gadim by the Erev, right? Rabbi Yashiv says, only if the alternative is that everyone will stop learning, davening, whatever, right? That's the standard he holds you to. Right? The Yalkut Yosef and Rizvi White will say, no, it's mutter, right? Even in your own house, possibly, if it's too hot, because I call cholim etzela sinus, or call vachomer and rabim, where you can throw all these haterim, right? But when you understand why there's a machlokas in shul, it's because you understand how many factors, right? To turn on the air conditioning, right, in shul, you need to answer, what do you think about daraisas? What do you think about darabanans? What do you think about amira nachri? What do you think amira, if you want to do it with two goyim? What do you think about cold? Is cold equivalent to heat? Right? Or heat equivalent to cold, whatever. Right? That's why it gets complicated. If this pictorial thing didn't convince you it's complicated, now you should be convinced it's complicated, because I'm telling you, it's complicated. Okay? So that is, in a nutshell, mitzvah. What time is it?
Right now, 12:02.
You guys have any more stamina?
Very little.
Okay. So the question, I think I want to do one more thing before we go back to our sugya, because it's also very important, is, so we'll do this, I guess, on Sunday, is Amir l'nachri b'malach d'rabanan. Is all of this is in daraisas, right? But what about shvus to shvus, maybe shalom b'makom mitzvah, right? You know what? Can we do this very quickly?
Yeah.
Just very quickly? So because some of it we already saw, right? So Shulchan Aruch had said that, right, the Rambam paskins, you can tell someone to do the Rabbanan for mitzvah chol letzorach gadol, right? Derabanan, derabanan, right? Amir l'nachri and a derabanan. Yes? B'makom tsar, right? The Shaar HaTzion says you can do it as well. The Yalkut Yosef gives you a practical case of this. He says what counts as tsar, just if you wanted to know, would be turning off an alarm, turning off the fire alarm, right? Right, because that's only probably derabanan.
I hear that.
Right, and he says, right, drives you nuts.
Is it tsar right? For Rabbim or tsar for a person?
Even for an individual, right? Because that's the, right, this the tsar one. Correct. So he's willing to be makil on that. And also, think about it. Any light which is not incandescent, so a broken neon light that's shining, an LED light, right? So whatever, right, might be mutter.
Does Rabbim include your family?
And then... Right, let's talk Hesed Gadol. We already talked about it. Now, I just point out that obviously what counts as a loss, the Aruch HaShabbos points out that what counts as a loss where we'll allow Shavuos to Shavuos obviously depends on each person, right? It's a bit of a sliding scale, right? Obviously, right? Meaning what counts as a big loss? If you're Jeff Bezos, right? So sure, $1 million is a drop in the bucket. I mean, he's a guy, but fine. But, you know, if he was Jewish, right? If you lose $1 million, big deal. If I would lose $1 million, that'd be a big deal. Right? Mark Zuckerberg. Exactly, right? Yeah, I would be like in debt of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the point, right? So let's just see some pratim here. Just to give you some idea in halacha of some. Yeah, I'll read you Shmir Shabbos Kilchas on page 14. He says, Mutter Lirmos Lanachri, Lansivish Yazid Davar Filim im Bis Yazim Shemister Torlim Noah Hefsid Godal Barachosh. And therefore he says, for example, if a fire is really going to destroy everything, look. You know, you got to figure out each camp. I'm not going to go through every possible case that could come up, right? But basically, many poskim are willing to be making on a shvus to shvus, right? Based on the Rambam's right category, shvus to shvus for this tzorach gadol, right? In some sort of expansive notion, okay? What exactly counts in these cases is obviously a bit complicated. But that's why anything which is derabanan, they are going to be right. So for example, he says, like, let's say you have a broken like light which is flashing, which is not incandescent, right? And it's just driving everybody nuts in the shul. You could just ask him to turn it on or off, right? Something like that. Again, assuming electricity is derabanan. The last point is that the reason this gets complicated is because 90% of shailas that this comes up with nowadays are electricity. And therefore, to figure out whether electricity is a case of itur, right, of deraisa, or of shvus to shvus, depends on what you think electricity is.
I mean,
which
even
is,
if it is deraisa,
so then you have the itur.
We still have the itur.
Correct, but that's my point. To figure out whether you have the Rambam, which is Shulchan Aruch, and the way you really paskin,
right,
to rely on, or you need the itur, depends on what you think about electricity.
Either way, there is a sheet that exists.
Correct. Okay, that is a bit.